The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hello, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com for more relevant news and patient perspectives. Algorithm may help define SPMS, gold standard, still neurologist. A data-driven algorithm may be useful for defining the sometimes unclear transition from relapsing-remitting, or RRMS, to secondary progressive, SPMS, forms of multiple sclerosis, a study found. The study, Towards a Validation Definition of the Clinical Transition to Secondary Progressive Multiple Sclerosis, a study from the Italian MS Register, was published in the Multiple Sclerosis Journal. RRMS is marked by periods of disease exacerbations with active symptoms or relapses that disappear during phases of remission with no apparent disease progression. SPMS is a disease stage that follows RRMS for some patients. As RRMS progresses into SPMS, symptoms steadily worsen, even in the absence of relapses, and disability accumulates. No single test is used to diagnose SPMS. Instead, neurologists will usually diagnose it by reviewing disease progression over time. The Expanded Disability Status Scale, or EDSS, is a clinical tool often used to track disability progression. The scale ranges from 0 to 10, with higher scores reflecting a greater degree of disability. The EDSS also encompasses subscores from 0 to 6 for 8 different functional systems, or groups of nerves involved in specific tasks. While generally an increase in EDSS scores over time indicates disability worsening, there are no established criteria for determining at what point a patient has officially converted to SPMS. The lack of a single universally accepted definition and the difficulty in distinguishing RRMS and SPMS as a separate entity complicate the management of an already complex pathology, the researchers wrote. The gold standard definition. Researchers in Italy compared two different algorithms developed to identify the RRMS to SPMS transition against the gold standard, neurologist's definition, the date at which a neurologist records an SPMS conversion in a patient's medical records. The first method was dubbed the data-driven algorithm, or DDA. The second was developed from the diagnostic criteria applied in a previously clinical trial called EXPAND, which enrolled SPMS patients. The DDA stipulated that a patient must have an increasing EDSS score over 3 months and confirmed it follow-up to be diagnosed with SPMS. How much disability needed to be accumulated depended on a person's initial EDSS score. Those with lower disability levels needed to show a larger increase in their EDSS score to meet the criteria. At the time of the conversion, a minimum EDSS score should be at least 4, indicating significant disability, and a score of at least 2 in the pyramidal functional domain, which assesses muscle weakness and difficulty moving limbs. EDSS measurements taken within 30 days of a relapse are excluded to avoid the impact of acute relapses on disability measures. EXPAND criteria required EDSS worsening to occur over at least 6 months, with an EDSS score from 3 to 6.5 at the time of conversion. Patients must not have had a recorded relapse in the 3 months before or 6 months after SPMS conversion. To compare the methods, the team extracted from the Italian MS Register clinical information of 10,240 RRMS patients with at least 5 years of follow-up data. These patients, 67.6% of whom were female, had a median age at disease onset of 30. Overall, 880 patients had been diagnosed with SPMS by their neurologist. If the DDA algorithm were applied instead, 1,806 would reach the diagnosis, compared with 1,134 people using the EXPAND criteria. At the time of conversion, 56.2% of the neurologist group were using at least one disease-modifying treatment, compared with 86.8% of the DDA group and 53.2% of the EXPAND group. Between the neurologist and DDA groups, 678 patients overlapped. In other words, the DDA algorithm agreed with about 77% of the neurologist diagnoses. The overlap between the neurologist and EXPAND was 334 patients, or about 38% of the neurologist group. Diagnosing SPMS earlier. Overall, the DDA was deemed more sensitive at identifying SPMS cases than EXPAND, but both were equally specific, meaning they had a low risk of identifying a patient as having SPMS when they were actually still in the RRMS phase. Ultimately, the EXPAND criteria identifies the progressive phase later than the DDA approach, the researchers noted. However, both criteria are not able to reach levels of sensitivity and specificity that can lead to consider them a valid replacement to the judgment of the neurologist. We have not found a method that can be identified as a possible new gold standard, they added. Identifying the transition to SPMS as early as possible has significant implications, the researchers emphasized. RRMS relapses are thought to be driven by periods of acute inflammation, whereas the main character of SPMS is neurodegeneration or progressive nerve cell damage. Consequently, MS therapeutic strategies should be stage-specific, the researchers wrote, adding that early identification of SPMS can be considered a window of opportunity to intervene for therapeutic purposes. This news article was written by Lindsay Shapiro, PhD, on August 24, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. The MS Wire, a column by Ed Tobias, published on August 26, 2022. Do you cry and don't know why? It might be PBA. I often see posts on social media from people with multiple sclerosis asking if crying for no reason is an MS symptom. It can be. Laughing for no reason can be too. Both can be severe, persistent, unremitting, and unpredictable. The medical name for this is pseudobulbar effect, or PBA. And according to the Multiple Sclerosis Association of America, it affects 1 in 10 people with MS, and maybe more. Fellow MS News Today columnist Jen Powell is one of them. She's written in her column, Silver Linings, I feel anger, sadness, joy, or frustration without provocation. I am sensitive and overreactive. I cry easily and struggle to stop. Jen says she has cried over car commercials and while talking on the phone with a customer service rep. She thought she was losing her mind. PBA is a brain thing. The cause of PBA isn't fully understood, but according to the Cleveland Clinic, it's thought to be due to a disruption of nerve pathways from other areas of the brain to the cerebellum, the part of the brain that helps ensure our emotional responses are appropriate. That would make sense, since MS causes parts of the central nervous system to short-circuit. PBA isn't limited to people with MS. It's also associated with other illnesses or injuries that can damage the brain, including Alzheimer's disease, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, and Parkinson's disease. Overall, according to PBA Info, a website created by Avanir Pharmaceuticals, 2 million people in the U.S. have been diagnosed with PBA, and more than 7 million have PBA-like symptoms. What can you do about it? The only treatment for PBA approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is Nudexta, a combination of the cough suppressant, dextromethorphan, and a very low dose of quinidine sulfate, a drug that has been used to treat irregular heartbeat. Some antidepressants are also sometimes used to help manage PBA symptoms. As MS News Today's Marissa Wexler reported earlier this month, a publication from the Gerontological Society of America indicated that early detection and management of PBA can help to minimize its impact and improve patients' quality of life. It recommended that neurologists incorporate questions about mood and emotions into their standard patient assessments. Jen suggests something else. She relies on her faith, family, and friends to understand her PBA and says she takes responsibility for her outbursts when they occur. Medicine can't do it all, you know. To read more columns from Ed Tobias and our other contributors, visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. Follow the link in the description below. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel to never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.